My name's Ellie Notman and I'm here at the Cumbria School Games at the Sand Centre. I'm going to pass you over to Michael who's interviewing Tom.
Hi, this is Michael for CFM. I'm currently next to Tom Conman Connors, who is here at the Cumbria School Games. So Tom, you are seen in the eyes of many as a street basketball legend and one of the best basketball entertainers in the world. So can you tell me, why is the face of UK basketball here in Carlisle today?
To inspire the young people to hopefully get involved in basketball, not just basketball, but any sport really, and hopefully inspire them to continue on and be good at their individual sports. So, and obviously entertain everyone at the same time.
So what are you going to be doing for us today?
Well, we're going to start off just sort of meeting and greeting a lot of the children, introducing myself, finding out about them, what sports they like, and then later on we're going to perform a basketball show demonstration and do a quick talk for the children. So hopefully they'll the end of the day will be exciting for them and leave some fantastic memories in there, you know, from the day.
So from your own personal experience, what do you think is important for why do you think it's important for events like Cumbria School Games to happen?
I think, you know, sport for me is, you know, it's so important because it brings people together to work as a team. It's fun, it's exciting, it keeps people healthy, fit, active. I think it ticks so many boxes, and to bring everybody together for a big games, I think it's amazing. I think, you know, I mean, when I was a child, I loved it, and to have some cool stuff going on throughout the day, some amazing entertainment, things like that. I think it's just, you know, an exciting day for sport. It's amazing.
So what actually inspired you to become a street basketballer?
Well, I first seen somebody do a few dribbles with the basketball through their legs, and I kind of just I kind of got hooked. I seen it and I thought it was really cool, and I went home and I tried working on tricks and more tricks, and then people started noticing my tricks and going, wow, look at those tricks. So I kind of just got hooked on doing more and more skills with the basketball, and hopefully, you know, I just got hooked on it, and, you know, I love what people were thinking and saying, and I love the game of basketball. Definitely, it's an exciting sport.
So I'm sure many of our listeners will be fascinated to know, what exactly does a basketball freestyler do on an average day? Could you give us a bit of an insight into the day, a day in the life of Tom Connors?
Okay, so if there's a show on, obviously I'd have to get up and prepare, get my stuff ready, leave. There's a lot of driving involved in this job, but you know, get to a stage show, get to a performance place. You know, try and relax, stretch, get warmed up, perform. If it's a day where there's not a big event going on and it's more about a training day, then I try and get in the swimming pool, I do a bit of gym work, just try and sort of keep a bit fresh and, you know, put up some jump shots and just kind of stay on my toes. But just training on the off days, and when you've got big things on like TV shows or music videos, or, you know, even today, you know, it's all about the day and preparing for that day and hopefully, you know, giving everybody an amazing show.
So you currently hold a number of Guinness World Records. Do you have a personal favourite, one that you're particularly proud of?
Yeah, I hold 12 Guinness World Records. My favourite one probably is I shoot the basketball backwards into the hoop without looking. And I do that from, I've got the world records from 15 feet, 50 feet, and the longest one in the world. So I've kind of got a bit of a knack for shooting the basketball into the hoop without sort of looking. So that's my favourite world record, yeah.
Very good. And finally from me, if a career change was in the offing and you decided to do something different, what would you be doing instead?
What would I do? You know what, I'm a believer in if you wanna achieve something in life, you wanna do it, there is no second thing. You put your mind and hard work into it, and this is what you wanna do. So I'm not gonna answer that one. I believe you can achieve anything you want in life, and as long as you work hard, then you can do your dream.
Cheers, Tom.
No worries, thank you very much.
That was Tom and Connor there, and my name's Ellie and I'm reporting from the Cumbria School Games.